Good morning, Freilich and Chanukah, Chavav Kislev, the 4th of December, the 4th of December. We are in Shoftim, Perek Tes, Pasik Chavav, Vayavo Goal Ben Eved, Ve'echov, Vayavru B'Shem, Vayiftechu Vo Balei Shrem. Okay, so this mysterious Gaal ben Eved came. We're not 100% sure if he's a guy or if he's a Jew. With his brothers, we're not 100% sure if they're real brothers or just his confidants. And Vayavru B'Shem, we said, not everyone agrees to this, but some of the Mefarshim said that he was just passing through. He was just passing through. Shchem, and right away vayiftechu bo bali Shchem. So what's this vayiftechu bo bali Shchem? That's where we ended off. The Tas Sofrim vayiftechu. Sorry, let's find the place here. Af shahayim u'me'acheres, even though he was from another nation. Who miskabel beratzon al yedei balei Shchem? They accepted him. Avimelech atzmo eino nimsa b'Shchem. So he says at this point, Avimelech himself is out of Shchem. Ukafia nirik gam lo amad lachzor ato l'Shchem. He's not trying to come back. Lachash sheyeda sheyeshes nagdus eilov. He knows there's opposition to him. V'shav makam acher baretz. He's waiting somewhere else. Bezras gol mekavim anshei Shchem lehizgaber al Avimelech gamim yavulir. With the help of Goal, their hope is that they're going to overtake Avimelech, even if he comes to the city. Oh, shem sovim shemeyato lo yoez lavo, or they think he's gone, he's not going to come back again, and they put their trust in this Goal, that's where they put their bitachon. We're going to see from later that he's out, that he was out of the city. We'll see in the Pesukim later that he was out of the city. V'yivtchu ba'al Shchem. V'yivtchu ba'al Shchem. B'leiv Aaron Kosav, Sheheim choshu laham lechosu aleim. They wanted to make him king. Avu yitochein sherak bitchu shehu yiyusar shalohem. Right, maybe only to be a sar, not necessarily a king. Will Yishmar Aleihem and Miad Avimelech, and he would protect them. We spoke about this yesterday. How this is Avera Goris Avera. The Rambam says it's Aser to appoint even a ger tzedek to positions of authority. They have to wait some generations. They have to have a Jewish mother. V'chulu, and this was Avera Goris Avera. V'yiftchu ba'al Shchem beradak. The pasuk haba mavur shetchila pachadu anshei Shchem lotzeis v'litzoros karmeim. We're going to see in the next pasuk that they were afraid even to go out into the vineyards to work the vineyards. Ki pachadu shavimelech yitfoisos on the argosam. They were afraid that Avimelech would take them and kill them. Abul keis bitchu begoal v'yatzu livsoros karmeim kimavur pasuk haba v'ulai gam apirish v'kach. Who b'me'am lo'ei shabamakom liftoach b'Hashem, and this is why the pasuk is stressing this, that instead of having their trust, putting their bitachon in Hashem Yisbarach, batchu be'enosh zeh. They put their trust in this man, in this goal, v'kivan she'siru bitachon b'Hashem. Since they remove their trust in Hashem, Nastan Hashem biyad mi shabatchu bo. So they, Hashem says, fine, you want to put your trust in him, no problem, be with him, shugal ve'echav ve'hu goram lemosam, and he eventually causes their death. So they had very misplaced bitachon. Instead of bitachon b'Hashem, they had bitachon in his goal ben Eved. So, yes, Simcha.
Yeah, I wanted to say maybe it seems to me that when Gaal ben Eved is like a code name.
Uh-huh.
He's disgusting. Magil, Gaal, Magil.
Yeah, you weren't here yesterday.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, we said that. Uh-huh. Very good. Shkoyach. Shkoyach, you're Mechavi. Avimelech's mother? Or Gaal's mother? Avimelech's mother, Pashtus, was a Jew, yes. She was a Pelegesh from Shechem. She was Pashtus, a Jew. Yeah, Pashtus, she was a Jew. Okay, so this Bitachon was an incredible segue into Hanukkah. The Nesivah Shalom has a piece, a mimer, called Chag Ha'emuna V'Bitachon. Chag Ha'emuna V'Bitachon. I'm not going to do the whole mimer, but just to see some of the main points. First of all, he starts off, Shalom V'Darshan Bilchas HaChag, Maim Maran Admor, Shalom V'Darshan V'Loshon She'elo U'Bakasha. Okay, so it says, you ask and you darshan, meaning the questions of each yantiv before the yantiv. Okay, and it's the rav is supposed to get up and teach the halacha to the yantiv before the yantiv. So, but he says a little chassidish pshat on shalom adoshin she'elo bakasha, requesting, asking behilchus hachag al tikri hilchus ela halichos. Don't read it halachos ela halichos in our goings. Hainu she mevakshim me'Hashem yizbarach. So the shalom v'darshan is that we're asking a bakasha, meaning we're requesting. It's like a tefillah that we're davening to Hashem. She nizke lichanes v'lavo el penimius hachag. Shalom v'darshan. So again, the pashim pshat shalom v'darshan. Learn the halachas. But he's saying the chassidish pshat is shalom v'darshan means that you request of Hashem that we should be able to get to the panemius of what the chag is, to really understand, to really feel, to really connect to the chag, to whatever the chag is. V'yesh l'marod, shalom v'darshan ma itzumo shel chag uskulasu ha-miyuchedes. What is the itzumo? How would you translate itzumo? The strength, the power, right? The real koach. What is the real koach of this chag? Right? Each chag has, l'chol yantav, he says, yeshin yanim seguliyim ha-miyuchadin also. Each yantav, each chag that comes along, so it has some special power, some special koach, something that we need, the Klai Yisrael needs to take from that yantav. Imzeh avos Hashem, whether it's avos Hashem, yiras Hashem, moshar midos, umeir es kol hashana b'midaso ha-miyuchadas. And this yantiv takes us through the year as far as that midah goes. Whatever that midah that the chag is bringing out, whatever that yantiv is bringing out in our serving of Hashem, so that takes us through the year. V'zayin hilchus hachag. That's what it means when we say the hilchus hachag, that you learn the halachas of the chag. It means b'ma yavo v'yechantzer le'yantiv v'ma yatsum imanu. What are we going to go into the yantiv with, and what are we going to take out of the yantiv? What are we taking out from that yantiv? The Gemara has a lot of different pshatim in what that means. In the le'es matzo, right? The time that is found. So what does that mean exactly?
Who's the Taras Avos?
I'm sorry?
Who's the Taras Avos?
I think it's one of his predecessors, I believe. Eichu yotze me'achag v'imahu yotze. How does he come out, and what does he come out with from the chag? U'kasher bar lo adam itzumo shel chag. But in order to do that, you got to know what the chag is all about. If you know what the chag is all about, then you could take out of the chag what the chag is trying to give you. So he says, v'enyin dinei shnei hayam tovim chanukah u'purim. Okay, what's the difference between chanukah and purim and the other yom tovim?
The Rabbanan,
right? These are the Rabbanan. These came later. Chanukah and Purim. They're not Minat Torah. They're the last of the Yom Tov. Chanukah and Purim heim ha'achrona mizayin mitzvos the Rabbanan. Ukdi'iso sha'idei Chanukah nishlam ha'keser she'ola k'minyin taryag mitzvos d'oraisa v'zayin the Rabbanan. Okay, so we have the crown, so to speak, is the 613 mitzvahs d'oraisa and the 7 mitzvahs d'rabbanan. And the last of the mitzvahs d'rabbanan is Chanukah. Chazal tiknu yisrael yom tovim eilu asher yilavu osam l'chol orech hagalus. And since these are yom tovim, they came in galus, specifically came during Galus, Purim and Chanukah, so they give us koach for the Galus, to specifically how we can still serve Hashem properly in the Galus. Ki ro eze Galus arucha bo aleihem. In order that we can bear this long bitter galus, will yabdu b'chas shalom, and not to be lost in this long galus, tiknu lehem es chanuk opurim shesharsham emuna em bitachon. Therefore, the Yom Tov Mapurim and Chanukah come, which the root of them is Emun Bitachon. Shia'iru li Yisrael as Ora Emun Bitachon b'chol ha-matzavim ha-koshim uzmani chashchus ha-ovrim ala-prat v'ala-kal. That we can take the light of Emun Bitachon and shine it in all the dark places that we're going to have during this long dark galus. Ubekach Emun Bitachon yochol Yisrael lasei shalis v'asakol. And with this Bitachon, we're able to bear any burden. Hayesod shel shnei yom tov melu hu emunah bitachon umikocham haisam shachas hanisim, and that's how we have these nisim. But Purim nigzer lahashmid laharug laabed eskol hayehudim. On Purim, so Haman got the gezeira passed to destroy all Jews. Vayikiyumo hagufni shel yisrael besakana kaliyach chas v'shalom, and the physical lives of the Jewish people were at tremendous risk. V'neis haYeshua hayila achos shekar nichta v'nechtam dvar hagezera b'tabas hamelach. After the gezera, the decree was already signed with the ring of the king, which was malchus shel olam, which means, we said every time in the Megillah, it says Melech, it's a hint to the ultimate Melech, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it's Ki'ilu Hashem signed that decree. Asher Ein La'ashif, B'matzav Zeh Aisa, HaTikva L'Yeshua, Dover Shalamala, U'lamala Minateva. The only way the Yeshua can come, it had to be something L'mala Minateva. Ach, B'koch, Hamun HaBitachon, Shel Mordechai V'Esther, Imshichu Esa Yeshua, B'Nepcha HaGezeira, Lepidus Vatzala, right? And through Mordechai and Esther, there's an amazing Rev Huttner. Rev Huttner says that when a person is can't see Chas V'Shalom, a person's blind, right? So his other senses become much stronger, right? Yes. His ability to hear.
Not really. It's just that...
Well, he works on it. The person works on
it. It's just that you have to rely on those.
You rely on those more, so that once you rely on it more...
It's like when your radio gives a little hum during the day, you don't hear it because you got all this other stuff going on.
But if it's at night...
It's at night when all the other things are... You know.
100%, right. So they're more in tune to it, right? Doesn't mean they have stronger ears.
Right.
Doesn't mean they have stronger ears, but they're much more in tune to it, and therefore their koach hashmia, their ability to hear, becomes much better.
Physical brain development, somebody who's like blind at birth, mm-hmm. brain develops, the brain doesn't waste its cells.
Mm. So it puts those into the ear.
Into the cochlea, huh?
Okay. Okay. So you guys will fight this out afterwards. So Rav Huttner says, so, you know, the regular Yom Tovim, right, they come in a time of light, right? When we have Nevi'im, when there's a Beis HaMikdash, when we can see clearly, right? And we can use our eyes. But Purim, he was talking about Purim specifically, Purim was when it was nighttime, right? There was no, we couldn't see. So therefore we had to develop our other senses, right? And what's the other senses? The other sense is Emunah Bitachon, right? That's what he's saying here, that these Yom Tovim, Purim, and Chanukah are to develop the senses that we need much more during Galus. And the senses we need much more during Galus, we don't see Hashem, and it's not clear Hashem. We know we're not in the Beis HaMikdash where there's 10 Nisim happening every day, right? So we need much stronger Emunah and Bitachon. That's what we need, and that's where these Yom Tovim are coming for. Shegazru, okay, so that was Purim.
But I don't see it as Me'al HaTeva. I think they were very much Bederech HaTeva. No seas were splitting. I mean, Hashem was involved, but the whole idea was Hester Pani.
Right, right. No, correct. But there was, to show us, there was something that happened in the Man of Teva, to show us that HaKadosh Baruch was there. Let's see how he plays it out. Ubechanukah hayakiyumo haruchni shel Am Yisrael b'sakana. Okay, so Purim, it was a physical danger to us. They wanted to kill all the Jews. In Chanukah, it was a spiritual danger. Ubechanukah hayakiyumo haruchni shel Am Yisrael b'sakana gedol shegoz ra'yavam al Shabbos chaydesh umila shem yisodei hayisodo shel Yehudi, which were the foundations of what Jews are. By the way, just a beautiful side point. I'm sure everyone followed this El Al story that happened a couple of weeks ago.
They landed in Greece.
Yeah, so someone pointed out, isn't it unbelievable that 2,500 years after the Greeks wanted to destroy Shabbos, so you have a group of Jews, Jews in Greece being Moser Nefesh to still keep Shabbos 2,000 years later. Right? Unbelievable. The Gazru and the Yavanim, the Greeks, made a decree, Kisu, Kasu, Al Keren, Ashur, Shein, Lochem, Chelik, Venechel, Velke Yisrael, that you have no longer a portion in the God of Israel. But through Amun and Bitachon, Shigatsu, Le Milchama, Kaimets, Anashim, Sepurim, Kilash, and Rashi, Pashas, Zosabrach, Alapaz, Machatz, Musnaim, Kamav, So Yud Beis, Bnei Chashmanoi, Reliezer, Kenege Kamar of Avos, you had a few Jews, right, with beards, went against thousands. Ukamash Kosov, Masarta, we say it now every day, in Alanisa, Masar Givarim Biyar Chaloshim, Virab Mamatim, so you Chaloshim Kipshuto, Ubigiburim Kipshuto. They were weak, according to the simple meaning, and they were mighty. The Greeks, according to the simple meaning. V'yatzu lehilachim neged machanos anak shel giborim mechama shel giborim v'rabim kipshuto. V'atikva sheyinatzchu oyselam malam min ateva. This was something that they could actually win this war, that they could defeat them. It's l'malam min ateva. Ach b'koach amunim mitachin shelhem shayu lehem barur ki lo yoto shashem amam nachalaso lo yazel. Only with clear amunim k'ir b'tachin hem shichu es haneis v'niskayim bahem al yeshuvu. Okay, fine. So I think that's enough. Okay, so that's the yantiv of Chanukah specifically. He says also Purim is the yantiv of, and I think, you know, this is the test throughout the Galus, is, you know, putting your bitachon in other things, right? Other Goals that come along, right? That who was, like someone pointed out, like was it a war against the Greeks, or was it really a civil war? Like, who were we really fighting? It was really Jews fighting Jews. It was the Misyavnim, right? It was the Misyavnim. It's the Jews, right? The Jews that started putting their bitachon in Greece instead of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they started putting their bitachon in Greece. And the same thing now, right? The same thing now, and throughout the Galus, all throughout the years, what are we putting our bitachon into? What are we putting our bitachon into? Is it some new cause, some new leader, some new, right, communism, etc.? Whatever it is, all through the ages, that they put their bitachon in that instead of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and what, like, Chas v'shalom, Hashem says what he says here according to the Mamluks. You want to put your bitachon in them? Okay, so you're with them, right? You want to be with the communists? Great, be with the communists. You're not with me anymore. As opposed to those who choose to be with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and those who chose that are still here. And like we said, we're still around after 2,000 something years. Okay.
Is it not a coincidence that the Al Tikra Halichot El Halachot comes from Sechel Megillah?
Very nice. Beautiful. Very nice. Okay, so let's move on. Pasuk Chav Zayin. Vayetzu Hasadeh Vayivtzuru Es Karmehem. They went out to the field. Vayivtzuru Es Karmehem. What does it mean, Vayivtzuru?
Fortified?
No, they
harvested, right?
From Batsir, okay.
Right, from Batsir. Vayivtzuru Es Karmehem. They harvested their vineyards. Vayidrichu, what's Vayidrichu?
They trampled.
Trampled, threshed. Vayasu hilulim, and they made hilulim. What's hilulim? parties. Okay, let's see. We'll see what the Mefarshim say. But that's a good shot. Vayasu hilulim, vayavau beis Eloheihem, and they came to the base of, okay, not Pashit if I could pronounce that again. Vayochlu, vayishtu, and they ate and they drank. Vayikalalu as Avimelech, and they cursed Avimelech. Okay? Questions on Pasuk Chof Zayin. Questions. What is it talking about? Okay, so what's going on over here? What's going on over here? Good question. Okay, that is a good question. What else? More particular questions. More specific questions.
Yeah. Are you allowed to say Elokeihem with
the good question. Okay, so I'll tell you. According to most Mefarshim, you would be able to say Beis Eloheihem. You would be able to say Beis Eloheihem, and it's referring to a Beis Avodah Zarah. That's according to most. But not everyone will learn that way. Okay, so who is going out? Okay. Vayetsu. Who is it that is going out? Okay. Good.
Strange grammar, too. Vayetse hasada.
Mm-hmm.
El hasada.
Mm-hmm.
It's the object, but it's structured as the subject.
Mm-hmm. Says, or like it's a known sada. Right?
It says l'chaklo, with the lama.
Yeah, lama. Right. Okay.
But also, I think your question about the whether to say the kuf or the hay in bait. If you look at the Targum, the Beit Ta'avaton.
Mm-hmm. Which means?
Isn't that...
Avodah Zarah.
Yeah.
They're right.
Avot.
Right. So. Right. Right.
Which?
Ayin.
When you say... Oh, wait a minute. You might be right.
No. Well, I don't know in Aramaic. I don't know how it is in Aramaic.
Oh, it could be different. It could be different.
What, with an Aleph, you're saying? With a...
This one
there's an ayin, you know what I'm saying, right. But you're saying in Aramaic with an aleph is... This is an ayin, right?
But
what do you...
But in Hebrew...
So this is the euphemism. Ta'ot, make a mistake. Say not from Taiva, but from Ta'ot, that's what you're saying. Okay.
No good. Okay. It's Mirkud here with the Ta'va, not Ta'ut. Ta'vat.
All their pleasures, so I thought it was connected.
Okay. Fine. Okay. So.
Yeah.
All right. Let's start to see the so Rashi first of all. Vayaz. Okay. No. Let's not start with Rashi. Let's start with the Radak. The Radak and many of the Mefarshim say the same idea. Vayivsru eskar mehem, ki hayu yureyim me'avimelech lotzeis v'livsru eskar mehem. Okay, until this point they were afraid. They were afraid to go out, and now they're able to go out. Now that this goel comes along, and they're vayivtechu bo, and they're trusting in him, that he's going to protect them now from Avimelech. He's going to lead the rebellion against Avimelech. So now they're no longer afraid to go out into the fields, which they had been until now. Now with the help of Goal and his brothers, so they were able to go out. Kitchila, this is the Malim, Kitchila, Pachadu Lassu Yisroya, Darkom Lassu Silulim, Umish Reis Abasir. Oh, and this, you're saying what's going on over here, so the Malim tells us that this was their Derech, when it was harvest time, so there was tremendous Simcha. When it was time to harvest, it was tremendous Simcha, and they would make these parties, but until now they couldn't do it, because they were afraid of Avimelech, and now they were able to do it, the Yadarkom Lassu Silulim, Umishte Beis Abasir, the Sham Kalalu or Kilalu as Avimelech, and there they cursed Avimelech. Once they made their their crumbing party, right? Their harvesting parties. So at the party, they started cursing Avi Melech. Okay, Bar Barbanel also says, until now, out of fear of Avi Melech, they were hiding in the city. Lo yatzam misham heina v'heina. Which, by the way, interesting, because this works with that Barbanel's pshat from a few psukim ago, who says that they put the ambushers out there. Why? Because they were afraid of Avi Melech. They wanted to see if he was coming. This works very well. You see how afraid they were. They wouldn't even go to harvest their fields because of Avi Melech. And now they were not afraid to do that.
The whole town was afraid that he would kill them.
That's what it seems.
How does that make sense? If he wants to be the king of the whole town, so he's going to kill the whole town?
He ruled with an iron fist, according
Everybody?
To this. He ruled with an iron fist,
so
according to this.
What's his top? What's his goal?
To rule, to have power.
Yeah. Dead people?
No, they need to live in fear of him. They need to live in total fear of him. You're saying how are they going to get food? They're all going to die. I don't know. It's a good question. But let's see how the other profession went. Okay. Ebesimcha hateshua labitachon hazeh batzur es karmeyam uvola beis. Again, I don't know how to pronounce it. Vayochel vayishtu vayichalu es Avi Melech. Okay. And because of this tremendous simcha, so the Malbim says this was their normal derech. This was their normal derech that whenever they would harvest, they would do this. They would have these parties. The Barbanel seems to say no. This was a special simcha, because now they're able to harvest. Until now they were afraid. Now that they have gaal, they're not afraid anymore, and they're able to start harvesting. Okay? Also, Marie Kara says also, Anshelo bo etzlam ha-yireyim latzis from the Avi Melech, kishabatzlam bitchu bo v'yatzu asadeh, now they were not afraid anymore to go out.
Can you just explain us the topic to the ambushers?
What?
Missing the line of history when the chronology was going on. There were these ambushes, right? And people were afraid to go out because they were.
Yeah, it's good you're bringing that up.
We
never actually said that clearly. Okay, we never actually said that clearly, which is that the ambushers seem to be the first attempt against Avi Melech, okay? Exactly what they were trying to do, we had different pshatim, but it was certainly some type of a rebellion against Avi Melech, the ambushers, which did not succeed. It did not succeed because it was Vayugad L'Avi Melech, the pasuk ends off. So that first attempt did not succeed. And then Gaal, in the next pasuk, Gaal comes along. Okay? Gaal comes along, and now they had bitachon, and now it seems they were no longer needed to be ambushers, but they went out in public. They went out publicly. They went out to the fields, and they started cursing Avi Melech publicly. Okay, so those are the stages of what happened. First, they had ambushes because they were still afraid, and they were trying some guerrilla type of warfare against Avi Melech. Didn't work. He found out about it. Never came. That didn't work. Gaal comes along. They put their trust in Gaal. Gaal says, "Follow me. I'll take you. We'll overcome Avi Melech." They were with him, and then this is what happens. Good, Chaim, for that clarification. Very good. Okay. Fine. Okay, so this is what the main mafreshim were saying, that up until now they're afraid of Avi Melech, and now they are no longer afraid, and therefore they're going out to the Kramim, and it's a celebration of their freedom. And again, either they always had these parties, or they specifically had these parties now because of their freedom. Okay, they wouldn't have always had this party. The way the Eishel Avram of Chafuta says this along the lines, but he says like this. The Yetzer HaSadeh. Hiskimu lasos kol mini bayot. b'chdei la'orer es avimelech l'muchama. Okay, a lot of mefarshim are saying this in different ways, that they're trying to edge him on. Okay, they're trying to edge Avimelech on to come and fight them. So they start vayatzah asada. They're doing different things. Vayivtzru es karmeim vayidruchu vayasu ilulim. Hischilu lehishalech b'shchem velasos chingos. Okay, we didn't actually see that. So what does hilulim mean? What does hilulim mean? So Rashi says vaavdu is based on the targum. Okay, vaav. Let's see inside the targum. Vaavadu chingin. What's chingin? Dances. Dances, okay? They started dancing. They started dancing. Others say, yeah, the Radak. Radak says, Hilulim smachos. V'chein divrei razal. We've seen Gemara. It comes up a bunch of times. You can use one example. A base hasimcha is called a base hilula. The base hilula, like Herzl said right away. That hurts, yeah. Right.
Celebration.
The party house, right? A house of party. Beis Hilula. Beis Hilula. So it was a party, he says, the Radak, or brings the Targum, Chanogim. They were dancing, which is really the same thing. They were partying, they were dancing, they were happy, okay? So he says, Hiskilu l'salik b'shem l'asus chingos ki'ilu avimelech lo kovea b'chlau. They started dancing, ki'ilu Avimelech's already a non-entity. Anachnu osim masha rotzim. We do what we want. We do what we want. Osim chingos. Misibos. Misibos parties. Veilulos. Fine. That's what we do. Vayavo base elo. I think he's going to learn Elohehem. Vayochlu vayishtu vayikalu as Avimelech. Eskilu kalo oso berabim. Okay, now they started to curse him publicly. Brechovos mekalim. So in the streets. El Eila Poshim Neged. Right, so they're worse than Avimelech. Avimelech lo magiv kolkach. Yum b'matzav lo tov. Hu michutz leir. Vehu menase lis alom ki ilu lo shama. Oz go ben Avim menase lashmiya lo. Menase shiashmiya. Kodem kol chingos acher kach sholech lo klolos. Vehu roesh ulo kolkach magiv v'sofa magal avid mi Avimelech. Right, so again, they were taunting him. They were taunting him, trying to get him to come in all different ways, making parties, cursing him, etc., doing, you know, whatever they could do in order to taunt him to come. And he was weak, though. He was weak, right? He was weak. He did not bite back, which obviously gives Goal more koach. The Divrei Tova has an amazing shot here. He says, he brings some halacha, okay? We see this in Shmuel Aleph, in Perakas, Pasik Yud Dalet, Mimishpat Hamelucha. Okay, so one of the dinim of having a king, Shekos of Sham, where it says there in the Navi, Vesodoseichem v'yeskarmeichem yikach v'nosan la'avodav. So a king has the right to take certain fields and vineyards from the people. V'zareichem v'karmeichem ya'asher v'nosan l'sarisav u'la'avodav. And he takes them and he's able to give them to his men, to his servants, etc. Hinei lo madnu shemi mishpat v'choch hamaluchu losis l'melech zados. It was one of the things that they did for a king was they gave him fields. L'chein losis lo meiser shumas min akram shalem, and also to give a king like meiser, which was a tax on their kramim, on their vineyards. V'al kein liyad shchem haisus sada yudua shenasnu al avimelech. There was a field, a known field, that was Avimelech's field. Misham shehaya melech aleim. Mishum shehaya melech, right? Because he was king. V'chein haya lehem lasis mas min akram shalem. And they needed to give also from their own vineyards a tax. V'alkein min hagam ad ko haya shaloya botsum es hakeren ad bo hifkid hamimuna shel Avimelech liro shitnu mas l'Avimelech me'akram. Until now the rule was no one can harvest. Wait till the tax collectors come, then you harvest your fields and you give some to Avimelech. But now that they're rebelling, so came vayyatsu ha sade. Vayatsu ha sade. Heim yatsu lisade hayadua. They went to the known field, Hasode, with the Hei Yediyah, Shinasu Abimelech, the field that was given to Abimelech, V'nichnasu L'socho, and they went inside, Ki'ilu Einana Yoser Shel Abimelech, as if it's no longer Abimelech's field. She'ein Mischarotim Al Asher Nosnu Asod El Abimelech, U'mike'eis Einana Shelo. They had Charotah, they ever gave it to him, and now they're saying it's not yours anymore. Elaim Yichantzu Bo Kichafotzim. They did what they wanted. Ukanir Gam Loktu Eskopeiros Peiros Hasada Uva Achim. They took all the fruits and they ate it. Ukamosh Gosov Vamshich Vayochlu. Vechem Vayibsuru Eskarmeyam. Ein Batsuru Eskarmeyam. Beli Lahamtim Lavo Pikidim Shel Avimelech. They didn't wait for the guards of Avimelech. Liros Kamapeiros Oridu Minakarem. What a beautiful, amazing pshat, yeah? Hasodeh. That's the pshat. Hasodeh, v'yetzu hasodeh. This is Avimelech's field, and this is the ultimate rebellion. Again, fitting very nicely with Rav Chafuta said, taunting him, showing him you're not the melech anymore, we can do what we want, and we're going out to actually your field. Right. The Das Sofim, he says, like everyone else, first that they were afraid to go out beforehand, and that's the Vayatsu Hasada. They were afraid, and now they were able to. But he also says, "Oh, Shakavonahi, Lemeura built him a chavin. It wasn't planned. The Echad Ayamim Yatsu Lesada Lavo Dasam Kiragil." This was spontaneous, okay? This wasn't a planned thing, but this was a spontaneous thing that happened, possibly. And at this spontaneous event, they started cursing Avimelech. Again, it wasn't a planned thing. But on this base, okay, so according to the Das Sofrim, which I believe he's the only one, which this is, again, this is the Das Sofrim Lishitaso, okay? The Das Sofrim, the whole entire Shoftim is coming to be Dan Klai Yisrael L'Kapschus, and he's always saying that, you know, it's not as bad as it looks in the Navi. Okay, whenever it says Klai Yisrael sin, it doesn't mean all of Klai Yisrael, it means certain individuals. And over here, and he pointed this out as earlier before, in another place where it said the similar Lashon, where everyone learned it was Avodah Zarah, he says, no, Bizman Aricha Silulun Bo Gam Lebeis Ho Elokim Shebashchem. There was like a shul in Shechem. Shayukayim Od B'yamei Yeshua, which had been there already from the days of Yeshua. We're talking hundreds of years after Yeshua now already. But this has been there already. Me'acha Shema'aseyim Lo Ayu Ritzuyim Be'enei HaNavi Kara Lebeis Tfilasim Beis Elokeichem. Right? So if it's really a shul, so why is it like Beis Elokeichem? Like their God. Right? Why is it calling it that? It's calling it that, he says, because they still weren't doing the right thing. They weren't doing the right thing over here, putting their trust in Goel, etc. This was not the right thing. So therefore, it's saying their God, even though it was Mamash Shul, and their kavana was Tashet. The low base Hashem stam. It doesn't say base Hashem stam. Avol ein bebit toizet kol hochacha shoyizet base avodah zarah. There's no proof that we're talking about avodah zarah here. V'ra'al la'el, perachas lamigimel, uperach zeb pasig dalid. Both those places where it says a similar lashon. So again, the Das Sofrim, Dan Lekav Skos Chai, so was not so bad. It wasn't avodah zarah. It was a shul. Okay, that's his pshat. We still have time? Not really. Okay, a minute or two. So what he also says here, he brings the Kli Yakar, okay? Umitzur v'zeh ma shehu shedarkav asu ilulim. Okay, so he says, Helulim is holulus, v'sichlus, ki l'scho kezeh yomer mehulu. Right? And they were drinking wine, and that's what wine does. Ve'hevi'am lidei bizayon Avimelech. Okay? So with their hololus, and the way they were acting and they were drinking, it came to a point where they were mivaz Avimelech, and the Kli Yakar says, and to the point where they even worshipped Avodah Zarah. Okay, this is how low now they're falling. And again, this is the Aveira Goreres Aveira. They first appoint Avimelech. They support him in killing his brothers, and they go lower and lower and lower until the point where they're the person they appointed. They're now Mavaza, and they're worshiping Avodah Zarah. And this is what happens: the slippery slope. Once you start on the decline, so people go all the way down. Okay, Freilich and Chanukah.